Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there being so thorough and so wise, are you? Oh my gosh, I know you are out there being so thorough and so wise, yes. You know why I know you out there being thorough and wise, living your best life, doing what it is that you do, huh? First of all, because God made you that way, okay? That's number one. All right, shout out to you, God, for waking us up, everybody that he woke up this morning, you know, starting us on our way, all right? Yes, shout out to you, God. Now, number two. Okay, the number two reason why I tell y'all that y'all are out here being so thorough, so wise, baby, is because y'all are out here listening to me. Yeah, man, look, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Y'all know I do a good job at it. So thank you for listening. And I also, you know, I got to do one other thing. I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Huh? Come on. Y'all already know what I say to these haters, especially if y'all been listening for a while. You ready? You want to say it with me? All right, on three. One, two, boom, 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 three. All right? Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now, listen. If you are just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, you like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? Why she giving a shout out to the haters? All right, let me explain to you real quick. Okay, I always give a shout out to the haters, and you should too, because, all right, when you are living in the light, shining bright like a diamond, woo, yes, shining bright like a diamond, shout out to you, y'all, if you listening, because y'all never know who listening to you, okay, it's Just a Touch G, I'm just trying to put out their pieces for them, girl, all right, but look, when you are shining bright like a diamond, what happens is some people are just in the dark. They're in a dark place, you know, in a dark state and stuff like that. And when you shining like that, you know, that little light on the inside of you, you know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, you know, let it shine. It comes out, okay? And when it comes out, what happens is that it kind of like disturbs them a little bit. They're like, wait a minute, hold on, because it could be too much for them because they in a dark space. They not where you at. You know, think about being in the dark. Okay, and somebody comes in and they hit the light switch. When they hit the light switch, it kind of like disturbs their peace a little bit. It's Just a Touch of J, baby. I won't drop a dime on you yet, but look. Okay, I'm trying to put that out there in pieces for you. And it kind of like, you know, wakes them up. Or, you know, it disturbs them, okay? So when you over there shining, all right, whatever it is that you're doing in life, sometimes God's just putting you out there in pieces for them, baby. Okay, because they need a little bit of that light. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is they come over. Hold on. What he over there doing? What she over there doing? Somebody over there shining on them. You know, but they really hate it, baby. You understand what I'm saying? Because they hate us, all right? So they trying to see what's going on. They come over, and then God is preparing a table for them. Because that's what his word says. I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to make them your footstool. They're going to have to watch you eat. So think about this big old table. Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, Easter, your birthday. I don't know. Whatever it is that you like, it's on this table. You know, God's blessing you. You know, he anointing your head with oil, your cup running over. All this stuff is there, you know, and they looking like, dang, what's going on over there? You understand what I'm saying? It's like he's baiting them in. And then they're coming over. And then what happens is they get blessed by whatever message he's putting out there. So always say, hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. And you know what else you could do? Go on over to Just Touch J app, man. I tell y'all all the time. Mama hooked you up. Your girl hooked you up. Yeah, I got the haters passion drink over there for you. All you got to do, get the recipe, hook it up. Ain't a little hate that you got on the inside, going to take care of that. You know what I mean? And if y'all got a hater in your life, you know, you want to go ahead and make the drink for them, please, go ahead, do that. It's the haters' passion drink, because haters hate with a passion. And this is just a touch of J, baby. Mama just had to drop a dime on you with that. So look, moving on along to the left, to the left, to the left. This is a real quick, easy podcast. I ain't going through all that other stuff. Okay, Mom just got to talk to you. But before I do, if y'all been going over to my name, it's RONI76. Oh, my God. Mama had some stuff going on. My daughter was in a car accident. Child, car was total. Yes. And when I mean total, like, she's lucky to have her life. Do you understand this? Child, had me a little devastated a little bit. But, you know, God is good. You know, all the time. She walked away from it. Yes, God, got some things. Yes, y'all, got some little things going on, but go over there and take a look at the car. The car, just done. Mama ain't posting no inspirational stuff. Mama ain't really been doing too much. Just trying to make sure that everybody's straight, okay? But this is just a touch, Jay. Y'all know I put it out there in peace for you. And Mama did a new song, y'all. Yes, child. My God, got Chris Brown on it and everything. Whoo, wait till y'all hear this. Just wait until you hear this. Okay, just, it's cool, because this is just a touch of J. Oh, my God, just a touch of J. Can't wait to put them pieces out there for you, okay? For those of y'all who got it on Facebook, I put a little rough draft out there on my personal Facebook page. I might drop a dime on you in a little bit to let y'all hear that. I don't know, because this is just a touch of J. Putting it out there in pieces for you, but I can't wait to do it, okay? Song so thorough. Oh, my gosh, I think one of my best ones is far, okay? But y'all got to check that out. And it also features Yellow Breezy. Yeah, y'all want to do that. Y'all want to check that out, okay? So, look, anyway, skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left real quick. Make a Lumbee's Kitchen. Going to be dropping a dime on you with that. Got a couple videos and also giving y'all, remember, I'm sorry, y'all. My allergies are horrible. Giving y'all that, I'm going to be giving y'all, remember I told y'all on my last podcast that I was going to give y'all the, what is it? The sauce, okay? So I'm giving y'all the sauce. That sauce that I came up with ain't going to be nothing spectacular. I'm just going to put it on Just a Touch of J app. So y'all go in there, get the recipe. It's going to be this week. I wasn't sure if I was going to do it last week or this week, but I'm going to put it out there this week for y'all in pieces so y'all can have two foods, okay? And also, black bean chocolate mousse is coming to y'all too and other stuff. But like I said, that's Making Love in V's Kitchen. Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, okay? The Cookbook of Love on Facebook. Check it out. Get that. Thanks for supporting the Just a Touch of J app. Everybody in my stories, I love you guys. I got some stuff coming for y'all. Some recaps from last week, this week, the week before last. I got some stuff popping off. Thank you so much. And thank you for everybody supporting me. Your girl is currently in 150 countries. Yes, baby. And my podcast, I'm just talking about me, period. Okay? Just a touch of J. But my podcast, up, okay? Over 200 places worldwide. Okay? This is Just a Touch of J, baby. Just wanted to give you that information and tell you I love my babies. Thank you. Now, listen. Mama got to put something out there in pieces for you. Okay? Look, I got to drop a dime on you. The dime that I have to drop is, y'all heard my voice. My voice has changed. Y'all know when my voice changes, Mama got to drop a dime on you. So listen, I was in here doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do, doing my prayers. You know, I had my conversation with God, you know, talking to him, you know, getting ready to meditate. God dropped a dime on me. Somebody out there is going through. Yeah, he said, you know, you're going to have to drop a dime on them real quick this morning. Somebody needs some encouragement. Yeah, so I said, you know what? Let me stop what I'm doing right now because somebody really needs to be encouraged and lifted. Okay, because listen, sometimes we don't have good days. This is just a touch of day, baby. I told y'all I'm almost at day 100 for my transforming of the renewing of my mind. The self-challenge. And shout out to everybody that's out there doing it with me. I don't know what day y'all are on, but if y'all are being transformed by the renewing of your mind daily, that's Romans 12, okay, and 2, keep on doing it. So listen, God dropped it on me. Okay. There's somebody's out there struggling. Okay. And I struggled. I struggled through mine. Oh my God. I had some oppositions that came up. Chill. Woo! Okay. Could have set me back to, okay, to who I used to be. Okay. But this is just a touch of Jay. And I said, you know what? Sometimes God has to put you out there in pieces for him, baby. Remember how I did that and I said, you don't got to show him because God going to show him you don't have to. Sometimes God got to put you out there in pieces for other people, you know, and situations and things that are around to help them. You understand what I'm saying? Like right now I'm helping you. He's putting me out there in pieces. Sometimes he got to put you out there in pieces too. So I don't know who this is for. I don't. But, you know, I just feel like you're struggling. Like you feel like you want to give up. Like you just want to just give up. You just like, I don't know what to do. You don't know which way to go. You just want to quit, you know. And I'm not saying quit like, you know, kill yourself or nothing like that. But you could be going through that too, you know. But you just got struggles. You just like, it's too much. All right, so look, I got something for you, okay? This is what God dropped the dime on me, okay? This is where he dropped the dime because I was praying like, God, you know, thank you so much for getting me through and keeping my body together and, you know, keep me in good health and all of that, everything. You know, I was praying for it, you know, keeping my mind and everything straight and my heart correct. My heart correct in situations and everything. I was giving it to him. And he dropped a dime on me. He said, you know what? And this is what I'm going to tell you, okay? Whoever's out there going through and you feel like giving up, this is what God told me to tell you, all right? Listen. He gives his strongest, okay, battles to those of us who are strong, okay? Now, listen. Everybody can't handle certain stuff. All right, I need you to get that. Because if you get that, you'll look at it differently. He just wants you to look at it differently. Don't look at it like it's so much that's on you. Look at it like, wow, he chose me to be able to handle this. I can handle this. You understand what I'm saying? So if you feel that weight on you, and you're like, dang, man, I'm a good person. Like, I'm just trying to just do right. You understand? And it's just a lot for you. Just remember, you are getting this because you're strong, okay? God's word says, to whom much is given, much is required. And more is going to be required, right? But he's giving it to you because he knows much is required. He knows that you can handle that. This is just a touch of J, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? He knows that you can handle what you got going on. So before you start looking at the situation and you're just like, oh my gosh, like this is just so much. Understand that he only gives that to someone who is strong. He's not going to give it to somebody who's weak because you know what's going to happen? When people are weak, they can't handle it. They give up. They quit. They go over here. That don't work for me, so let me try this out. Okay, that don't work for me, so let me go over here. That didn't work for me, so let me try it around here. They don't know how to stay put. They don't know how to stay strong. They don't know how to be in that type of a lane that you're in. When you're in that lane and God put you out there in pieces, he said, that's the one right there. Many are called, few are chosen. So I need you to look at that differently. He wants you to look at it differently. He don't want you to look at it like it's too much. He wants you to look at it like, I'm thorough and I'm wise. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I just had to come on here and put that out there in pieces for you. Okay, you are thorough and wise and you are stronger than you think that you are. It's like some people are CEOs and presidents of companies. It's because they're strong enough to be able to be the CEO or the president of the company. They can handle conflict. They can handle things the right way. You know, they know how to have everything go wrong and keep on going. They know how to come up with strategic planning, okay, to attack the situation the way that it needs to be handled. This is just a touch of J, baby. Come on. You got this. Whoever it is out there is going through it, You got it because you're strong. You get that? You got the issue, the problem, the situation because you're strong. This is just a touch of you, baby. You got to get this. Because God said, you know, somebody out there really, really struggling. This could change your whole life. Right now, I don't know what you're going through, what you got going on, but this is going to change your life. All you have to do is just know, especially if you're a believer. And if you're not a believer, look, this is just such a thing. I ain't trying to get you to convert, come over here, none of that type of stuff. I'm just telling you what I know. God gives things to people who are strong. You're telling me I got to let you know a little bit of my testimony because maybe you don't know. Honey, I've been raped, okay, 3 times, okay? Foster care. Also, what else did I have going on with me? Child molestation ran in my family. What else did I have going on with me? Child abuse. Butt naked running through the city. Okay? Because I was getting beat. Do you understand that? Whelps all over my body, all over my face. Look at me. This is just a touch of J. Oh. Son's father committed suicide when I was young. Had to raise kids on my own. Put myself through school. This is just a touch of J. You understand that? And we can't even go to the other pieces. There's so many other pieces, honey. So many other pieces. Whoever you are out there, whatever it is that you're going through, young, older, just feel like you can't make it, feel like you can't cope, I'm trying to tell you. This is just such a J telling you this. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. God gives his strongest, the strongest battles to the ones who can handle them. Because sometimes other people just need to see them pieces, baby. They need to see how you get through it, how you develop, how you walk that life. Even though you got this coming against you and that coming against you, they need to see how you get through your pieces. Oh my gosh, dropping dimes on you right now. They need to see how you get through them pieces. They need to see that you're not the person that gives up, that quits, that you're the person that's strong through them pieces. They need to see them pieces. Sometimes it's just for somebody else. But you got to know that you're strong. And you can't give up and you can't quit. Okay? That's what I want you to get today. That's what God told me to come over here and drop a dime on you and let you know. Okay? He said, look, somebody out there, they out there, they on the verge. They are on the verge of just saying, you know what? Mm-mm. And he said, you got to go ahead and talk to him. I'm in here doing my thing, doing what it is that I do that. I just skate over to the left, to the right. You know, about to meditate, about to just, whew, you know? He said, uh-uh. Okay, so whatever it is that you're going through, all right? Whatever. Whatever it is that you are going through, and you got going on, I need you to just take a step back. And just look at the picture. Trouble don't last always. Listen, the predicament that you are in right now does not define your destiny. I need you. This is what I need you to do. This is what God wants you to do. Okay? Just listen to me. Go on over to YouTube. Type in believe. Okay? T.D. Jakes believe. Look at it. Watch it. Okay? Don't think about it, a religious type of thing, because really it's not even about none of that. It's about believing in yourself, because that's the problem that you got going on. That's the underlying problem. It's how you feel about you. That's why you're ready to give up. That's why you don't want to do what it is that God is calling you to do, what you got to do in life. I don't know what your job, I don't know what you got going on, okay? I don't know what you got going on out there, but that's the issue. Is how you feel about you. That's where it starts at. You don't just quit or give up on things. You have to give up on yourself first. You have to actually say, I can't do this. This is too much for me. You have to tell yourself that. Get yourself to believe that. You're telling yourself, you're getting yourself to not believe in you before you go ahead and have the action. You have to have the thinking process of that before your body can even act on it. Oh my gosh, it's just touch it, baby. Listen here, when I tell you this, you can't do it. until you think about it, till you ponder about it, till you quit on yourself. Then the action happens. Okay? But see, this is what God wants you to know. This is what I want you to know too. All right? Once you have that negative thought that turns into negative thinking, you have that action, right? And then it causes a reaction. And then before you know it, it becomes repetitious behavior, because now you're going to start quitting and giving up on other things because you're not believing in you. It starts with just one. Okay, so look, you got to get this. Watch, believe, check it out. It's going to help you. I'm telling you. I just dropped a dime on you. So the dollar for 15 cents. I'm trying to tell you. I watched it every day. I watched it every day for like more than 30 days. Okay? Just being transformed by the renewing of your mind daily. That's my challenge. That's what I got going on. Again, shout out to y'all who out there doing it with me. But if you are the person who is out here that's struggling and God said drop a dime on them, I just want you to know it's because, number one, you're strong, okay? Only strong people get certain things, all right? They only get certain things when they're strong because they can handle them. Number two, you got to go ahead and get your mind together, okay? Try that TD Jakes. Trying to tell you. Gonna help you out. Oh my gosh, gonna change your whole life. Okay. And number three, you gotta understand. Really, this should be number two. Okay, that it has to do with you. Nobody else. You gotta believe in you. All right. And number four, this just such a dog. Number four, just be strong, man. Be strong through it. Everybody goes through stuff. Stuff happens all the time. You just got to keep on pushing. What you need to do is just restructure yourself. See, because, oh my gosh, I love when I get these good downloads. See, what happens is that sometimes, see, when you start to elevate to a new level, baby, things come to make you stronger for the new level. Okay, you can't handle things like you used to handle things before. Okay, because you do, you're going to get the same results. So sometimes you got to go through stuff to just so that you go up to the next level. It's going to bring you up just a notch. And while you over here panicking and going through hell, and at first, look, we all do it because it's something new. You like, oh my God, you know. But then once you reevaluate yourself, what my dad says, shout out to you, dad, if you listening. I love my dad. My dad says, you just restructure yourself. Just restructure, because now you're in a different situation that you were in. And you may not know how to handle it. That might be why you're going through and you're ready to quit, because you just don't know. You don't know what to do. You just have to restructure yourself. You just have to step back for a second and just say, I'm in this for a reason. Definitely know I'm strong and I'm thorough and I'm wise. So I know I can handle it. How am I supposed to handle it? I got to restructure myself. You might have to fix some things. You might have to change some stuff about yourself, baby. It's just a touch of Jay, okay? So go ahead and just get it, all right? And then when you get there, you'll be able to go through this situation, but you don't give up, because you know what's going to happen. Let me drop a dime on you, especially if you call you anointed. God is going to create another situation so that you can learn, so you can elevate. He don't want you to stay the same. But it's just a touch of Jay, baby. That's all I got for you. I just had to put that out there in pieces, okay? So look, I love you, whoever this is for. Take it, use it, do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Listen, okay? And don't be, I got to tell you this last thing. Don't be down on yourself, all right? Because see, what happens is sometimes we make mistakes and we do all type of stuff. Then we get down on ourselves. Oh my God, I didn't do it right. Oh, I messed it all up. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that, because all it is a different situation. You just don't know how to handle it at that moment. But the predicament that you are in, the predicament that you are in right now, does not define your destiny. It's just a new moment. That's it. That's going to take you up to another level. So just restructure yourself. Don't be down on yourself. Okay? Lift yourself up. What do I tell y'all when I end this? Okay? Don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise or anybody else. All right, now look, this just touched you. I just had to put some pieces out there for you. Let me think, anything else I need to tell you? No, I told y'all everything that's going on in all my pieces. Check out that episode. And I've been dropping some songs out there too. Having some issues with some quality with one of the services that I'm using. So just be patient with mama, okay? But make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio. Yes. Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Yes, make sure y'all checking it out. 12:30 p.m. Well, 12-ish, you know, to like 1:30 p.m. All right, yes, check that out. The Justice Touch of J Show, baby. Mama be putting it out there in pieces for you. And listen, I got some new stuff coming out there too, all right, that y'all ain't heard. Okay, so look, let me go ahead and end this. I did everything I had to do. Please pray for me. Oh, my God, my asthma. My allergies have been just so horrible. Like, I'm jacked up, y'all. As soon as I go outside, go on vacation, do anything, take a nice little trip, anything, it's just like, boom, and I be jacked up. Okay, so pray for mama and all that she got going on, too. Okay, so look, how y'all want me to end this thing? Huh? My voice is a little jacked up. Y'all want me to try to get y'all the Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Okay, let me see if I can go ahead and do it for y'all real quick. Hold on, let me get these pieces together. Let me see. You ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? This is just a touch of J. Yes. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. Did y'all like that? Oh my God, this is just a touch of J, baby. Look. Okay, so look, how do I end this? Okay, I end this like this. Okay. Boop, doop, 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 doop. No, this is how I end it. Look. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Oh my gosh. Listen, we all go through it. Okay, I tell y'all this all the time. Well, sometimes we get into this thing like, damn, I ain't thorough, I ain't wise. Sometimes, you know, it creeps in and you make, you know, yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. You let somebody else do it. Damn. You better go ahead. You better look at yourself in the mirror and you better open up your phone, whatever it is you got going on. And you better start feeding yourself some positive affirmations. You better look at yourself. You better say, I'm thorough and wise. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. I got my life in order and just get it together. Okay, and that's it. No, we can't do that. I can't have my babies out here lost. I told y'all, too many of y'all, too many kids, y'all, okay? All right, shout out to y'all out in Zimbabwe. Yes, thank you. Justin Such and J loves all of y'all's pieces. All right, now look, second thing I tell y'all is, you ready? Shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. Yes, let that little light on the inside of you shine bright like a diamond. Yes, get up, move, let it shine. You know, put it out there into the world, to the universe, whatever it is you want to do and call it. You know, put it out there. Okay, fill yourself up. Believe in you. All right, and the last thing that I want to tell y'all, look. Now, this is really important. This is the most important thing. Spread love. Okay? And I say spread love because this is Brooklyn way. This is just touch it, baby. You got to put that out there in pieces. You got to just spread love, period. Because when you don't love, okay? When you don't want to spread the love, when you don't want to love or let love love you. Ooh, child. When you don't want to accept it. No, I don't want it. Ooh, child. Just... that is a lot of stuff that's going on with them pieces when you don't want that to happen. Okay? So you got to give it. Fight through it. Get a love. Okay? Love everybody. Okay? And that's when you will get the love back in return. You reap what you sow. Okay? So I tell y'all, put the love out there so you get the love back. All right? Now look. Quick recap. Basically, it's all about you. You out there, you ready to give up, you ready to quit, you don't know what's going on. Just listen to all them pieces I gave you. Please, baby. Listen to them pieces. You're strong, you're wise. God gives, you know, these battles to the strongest. To the ones who can do it. You can't give it to nobody else. Okay? They don't know how to deal with them pieces. All right? Now, look, this is just a touch of day, baby. Mommy got to skate on up out of here. Thanks for listening. Love my Keep mama in prayer, because look, while I'm out here telling y'all stuff, y'all got to keep me lifted. Okay, look, okay. I'm just as human as y'all are. Please keep me lifted, child. Lift me up. Lift me up. You know the old gospel song, Lift Me Up. I don't even know what it's called. But look, y'all, I'm out of here, okay? This is what I've been telling y'all lately. I'll be back when I got something else to say. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next. Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
This is just a touch of J.
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen.
Going over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mama got some brownies.
She got brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby.
I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch. I'm
trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna make sure y'all go over there. Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man.
Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell y'all this is just such a J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out in pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just
y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
This beat goes so hard, baby. Uh-huh. Mm. Y'all hear that?
It's called the box.
Y'all know about the box? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Don't forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all scroll around and gravitate. You to come and make love in these kids. Yeah. Matter of fact, make sure y'all keep checking that out over at Making Love in Geese Kitchen. Cause, there's some new people that's coming to y'all. Yeah. Again, this is just a touch of Jay, right? I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of Jay podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love in Geese Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of Jay. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Go on over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. You know I gotta put it out in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of Jay podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of Jay.
Ochi Parker. Honey
shots,
bills.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is we just a touch of you. Yeah. And y'all know I'm
You can be staring me down. Take your watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Around. She is nowhere to be found. In the bathroom where I got my and I'm out. She getting paid right now. Eyes rolling in the back of her head. Looking like lights out. She's mine right now. Should've never played with the world. Now we making love in a restroom.
I thought you knew that.
This is what I do. I told you not. That's my gangster.
What's wrong with the gangster? And baby, you hear that? You're fine, right? You know you're fine, right? I need you to come and make love to me.
Science is occupied.
Don't
bust it, let me touch it.
I put it out there in pieces for you. Let me touch it, squeeze and roll. Let mama put it out there in pieces for you. Yeah, like that. I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Gosh,
you. Making this move, be your best move. Going straight to voicemail, can't get through. Baby girl, come let me crush you.
I don't know what
y'all
think, like y'all made it.
Now we making love in a restroom.
Y'all know this is just a touch of Jay. Come on, man. Stop acting like I don't want to play that game. I'm definitely throwing it right. Y'all better make sure y'all pay attention to me. You better make sure you pay attention to me.
Science is occupied. And I'm type of taller. I already stole her. Now she been through.
And it's so oh my gosh. This is just a touch of Jay.
I know what I'm doing, baby. Putting it out there in pieces.
What did I just say?
I'm trying to think about God.
She's like, Alright, y'all. I think y'all get it. This is just a test day. And I'm just trying to put it out in peace for you. Girl in Making Love in Bee's Kitchen. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Download the Just a Touch of J app. Google me. I'm in 150 countries now, baby. 'Cause this is Just a Touch of J.